Report: Trump says it's possible Iran talks could resume in next 36 to 72 hours. By Nick Gilbertson on April 22, 2026. President Donald Trump said Wednesday it is possible that talks with Iran could resume in the next 36 to 72 hours. Trump's comments came via text message to the New York Post. Sources in Islamabad touted positive mediation efforts with Tehran, renewing the possibility of more peace talks within the next 36 to 72 hours, the Post's Caitlin Dornlos reported. Asked about this possible breakthrough by the Post, Trump, in a text message, said, "It's possible. President DJT." The report on Wednesday morning follows an earlier Axios report that Trump is willing to give the Iranians a 3 to 5 day window to put forth a counteroffer. Watch, President Trump, we've been pushed around by Iran for 47 years, but not anymore. Trump is willing to give another 3 to 5 days of ceasefire to allow the Iranians to get their shit together, a U.S. source briefed on the matter told the outlet. It is not going to be open-ended. Trump announced he was extending the ceasefire late Tuesday afternoon, before the initial two-week ceasefire expired, but did not provide a timeline for its end. Based on the fact that the government of Iran is seriously fractured, not unexpectedly so, and, upon the request of Field Marshal Asim Munir and Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif of Pakistan, we have been asked to hold our attack on the country of Iran until such time as their leaders and representatives can come up with a unified proposal. I have therefore directed our military to continue the blockade and, in all other respects, remain ready and able, and will therefore extend the ceasefire until such time as their proposal is submitted and discussions are concluded, one way or the other. President Donald J. Trump. Trump issued the announcement in a Truth Social post after top officials were at the White House on Tuesday afternoon, and as Vice President J.D. Vance's planned trip to Islamabad for negotiations never materialized. On Wednesday, three container ships in the Strait of Hormuz came under attack, with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claiming to have seized multiple ships.